This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Well, this is exciting. Like, this is a cool next chapter for us. I think in even the way we've changed, like, we've been growing recently. Like, the show has been looking forward. We don't talk over the song really anymore the way we used to. We're not doing these, like, corny ass, like, bitch ass, like, fucking, just, like, lame ass. I have a story. Oh, this happened to
me. Time for my story.
Hey, have a story. It's not fucking stories. What it is just, like, raw shit, real shit. And it's, like, it's the next gen of Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
And so how fitting that we're doing Tri-Month Next Gen.
It's also, I mean, all that is exciting for, that's like, that's exactly the word I was thinking.
Exciting, yeah.
It's also, it's weird, it's fucked.
Your mouth was making the word exciting as I was saying it, and I could see you making the little X up at the top.
But it's also, do you agree it's fucked? It's like objectively
fucked. It's fucked. It's sick, it's disgusting.
All of this today feels like that too, in a way that's like really exciting. Like,
oh my God, I'm so excited, but at the same time, we have to acknowledge, right, the reality, which is this shit's fucked.
Yeah. I want to go back. God, I mean, like, I don't, this, I feel like this show is like all context. There's so much that people just need to understand about what's happening today.
We've got a pipe issue, as they would say, in a writer's room. There's a lot of shoe leather to account for, because you do need backstory for this episode to work.
Kevin, our producer, Kevin Bartelt, that's him. He's here in the studio.
The prince of the Bartelt Insurance Castle.
Yes. He is responsible for a lot of different things on the show. It used to be that he would come in and take one picture.
He would take one photograph.
He doesn't do that anymore. I guess that was like the main thing, was taking the one picture. And
that was the most substantive contribution, where at the end we would actually have a picture.
Right.
And that always felt like, I know what Kevin did today.
Yes.
He has graduated to a, you know, more prestigious role, but I long for when I knew what he was doing.
But booking has increasingly become part of, if not his work, at least what we've asked him to do.
Yes. Yes.
And it's March. It's tri-month.
Mm-hmm. So this is like really the primary area. This is like the time of year where booking kicks into high gear. And a lot of times, scrambling for a guest a little bit. You know, it's hard. We do a show every week. Not a big deal. But March is always targeted as like this. We're going to know exactly what we're doing. And it's going to kick a little ass.
And there's a huge lead up time where we start talking about it in like August.
What our goals are.
And the shows are usually kind of batter on them because we're saving our energy for March. At least that's
don't
sort
book
of what
them
I
yet,
had
because we have tri-month coming up.
Yes. And we had Mackenzie Davis, who was in like
Station 11, stuff
Station
like that.
Station 11, new guest for us. Lots of like, she books like big budge shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so like that was awesome. That was, I just felt like we were fucking owning it.
We were on a rocket ship.
And then Kevin comes to
turned
us.
Turned out to be the fucking Challenger.
Late last week, I guess, and is like, hey, I just want to let you know something. I have nothing.
Loving this intro.
I have absolutely nobody.
SOS.
We have to do something. And so I said, no, we don't. You have to do something. Figure out something that's going to save the show. I guess other context that we need. Kevin has emotional problems.
That's important to note.
Yes.
Kevin is stunted. I mean, you see, he looks like a little boy.
You see this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's
he's like a big little boy, and he feels that way, I think, inside as well. So that's good to know, because I think sometimes he comes face to face with having to do grown up stuff like doing your job, booking guests, or being in a committed relationship.
Yes.
You know,
and
a healthy adult
by all accounts, a wonderful relationship.
Oh.
And his damage is, I think, creating as healthy a relationship as he can.
I think he's doing his best. I think he's doing his best. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in order to not take it any further, you know what I mean? Like, that's like it, whether it's sadism or masochism or both, or it's like kind of a relationship edging.
Oh,
where for years and years, this relationship has been like fully cooked, you know, and he has just.
Is he edging right now?
Well, I mean, I guess what we're here to discuss, and one of the reasons we brought you, is that this past weekend, Kevin finally bust.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can phrase it that way.
Kevin busted. And like, I can tell, if we're talking literally, I can tell, like, just looking at him now, I can tell that he has not. He hasn't done that for a while. He hasn't actually.
Yeah, I could see that too.
He said for all of Trimont that it sharpens his senses.
He's not going to explode the whole month.
Yeah, sure. Saves his look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No explosions.
Did you shower today?
Big shower today.
Really?
Okay.
What is a big shower?
Yeah, how big?
At least 6 minutes.
I can't argue with that. So we have all that context provided. We do have a guest that's speaking as well.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Kevin busting like a little bit.
Yeah.
Kevin, in order to save Trimonth, did propose to his girlfriend, now fiance. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about that, but I guess I don't know if I should have texted you or something. But we had actually booked someone by that point who we were excited about. So I don't know. You might not.
He said, I have something even better than a guest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get married to save the show.
Mm. Yes.
And we kind of felt like, boy, that's not how you save the show. You should do what we did, which is go out, you know, put our ear to the ground, to Hollywood Boulevard specifically, and say, what's coming next? Because Trimonth in the past, we've gotten these people who, they're in all these movies and all this bullshit.
Yes.
And you know them from these things, and you have these ideas attached to them. Oh, that's Don Draper. You know what I mean? Oh, that's Dare to be Stupid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this time what we have is, I think, we're the first ones paddling into the wave. And it's Trimonth Next Gen, and we have finally managed to secure a guest who, I would say a year from now, we wouldn't be able to book you, Trimonth or otherwise.
Who are we going to be trying to book
next
March?
Let's get them now.
Boop. This is not even a phone number anymore. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that's not even a fucking phone number
anymore.
This
number's not doing phones. This number is in the garbage now because of how much the career has gone.
Yeah.
So we do have Johnny Lowe. How do you like your name to be said?
I think you did fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Johnny Lowe, and I'm high on that. And I'll tell you something I noticed about your name as well.
Okay.
Low. If you just kind of scritch out half of the W, that's love.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Kevin's love as well.
Like the Vitch.
Dubleve.
That's exactly right.
Did you see that Vitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm named after that, actually.
You're named after the
named
Vitch?
Named after the Vitch.
The Vitch.
Yes.
Wow.
The timing doesn't add up.
And the goat and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're named after all that.
I actually, the name of the goat is Black Phillip.
That's okay. That's right. So you're named after that as well?
Yeah, they thought that wouldn't work.
That wouldn't really be a good name for you.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. I see that.
Yeah.
I'm actually rocking with that. Decision.
Did you see my motorcycle shirts I've been selling?
And we will have the conversation about like what I guess has changed in the show about you being like engaged now.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not you being able to talk about your motorcycle shirts. Yes, I saw them. If you can read this, the Vavitch fell off. Yes, I saw the
shirts.
That's
it.
But we cannot be talking about any of your motorcycle shirts on this show. It is it remains tri month. I really did try to establish that.
So like that, it's even though I guess you are finally trying to like fulfill your woman, which was not a concern from what I understand for quite some time. That's fine. Try to do that. But when we're on the show and we say tri month, we mean like trying to make the show good, trying to get a great next gen guest, star, big Netflix show about to come out. Here's some funny writers working on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Colin Stable. So go ahead, check it out. March 30th, pending.
What's it pending?
Just if
it's loading. You
know, yeah.
Oh, it's still.
From what I understand, the page they can't get. It's got the little circle on it.
Got it.
But,
to be clear, by the way, I'm not next March. I'm not coming back. I can't do it. I just checked.
That's awesome.
That's great. That makes me feel smart. You would think, oh, that makes you feel bad. It actually makes me feel smart that we did get. You know, I go. That's I made really the right good. Decision
because you're doing the show right now.
Right. So,
it's like when you park in a parking spot really far away from the venue and you're always like nervous as you walk, like, am I going to see a way better parking spot? But what you're saying First is like, out. No, there was nothing. Yeah, there no. was nothing.
Yeah.
There
you
was nothing
feel good
else.
About this.
Yeah, I feel good and it's been going well so far. Now,
are we going to circle back to the motorcycle shirts at some point? Or
well, not? I had a different shirt I wanted to talk about.
A different motorcycle shirt?
You could wear it on a motorcycle, but it would just be, and this is, and this is just an idea. I think of all shirts as motorcycle shirts, really. But it would say, from now on, I'm going to call The Big Bang Theory Old Sheldon.
From this point forward, from this time
starting
henceforth.
Starting today. The top of the shirt says, announcement, announcement.
Yeah.
Everybody get in here.
Can you wear any shirt on a motorcycle? You don't see people wearing like a big basketball jersey on a motorcycle.
I do.
I've seen
I do.
That.
You do see
oh,
that?
Yeah.
I feel
oh,
like
yes.
it would, with the different holes, I feel like it might make a whistle.
It may.
That's
yeah.
probably
you know?
A feature.
Might be part of the
bug.
Appeal.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd be
whistling
like
past
a
on a motorcycle.
Screaming yeah. by. Okay. You've seen a big yeah. basketball jersey?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some big ones.
Huge. Okay. People go, did George Mirasan just whistle at me?
Wow.
From a motorcycle?
So. We are always working with what's like the tools in front of us, right? And we have Hollywood Next Gen, March 2024, and we have a baby who's old, who
old baby bought jewelry, I guess, is what like that's sort of the headline, right? Yeah. Somebody sold him. A fucking rock. He finally, you know, finally stopped edging and out bust a big old rock. So I guess we talk about how many carats first, right?
Sure. Well, guess
what's up, Doc?
Guess where I got it from? A place we have a rocky relationship with.
You got it from
Brilliant Earth?
I went to
Did you use our code?
I did.
That's ethical.
Didn't work, but I had to use the URL and I got a free necklace for my sweetie with it. I didn't fill out the pre-appointment survey, so I got yelled at the moment we walked in, kind of ruined the romantic excitement. Driving all the way there immediately was...
Where is Brilliant Earth?
There's one in West Hollywood.
Okay.
This is living your truth.
Yeah.
This man connected one of the most special days of his life and his wife. To a podcast advertiser, one who fired us.
Yeah, yep. To both a podcast advertiser and getting yelled at. He managed to incorporate both of those experiences into this moment.
Mm-hmm. Johnny, for context, we were yelled at by Brilliant Earth. They were a sponsor. I did an ad for them that they did not like. And so they said, never again will we advertise on your show. We want our money back. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even aware we were getting money for this. I just wanted to get the word out about this ethical jewelry company.
Got it. Yeah. But so, in a way, it all came full circle because you helped this man
like
achieve
the ring,
love.
Like Kevin's ring, which I hear is not actually a full circle.
Yeah. Something on your phone, Kev?
Just looking at the carrots.
The receipt?
Yeah. I'm gonna
that was on the receipt. Each carrot is rung up as a separate charge.
Traditionally, it's supposed to be an engagement ring. It's supposed to be 6 months of the Patreon.
I am going to need a few months advance.
Wow.
For a sweetie.
Okay.
For my sweetie.
Wow.
Because I got yelled at Brilliant Earth. I walk in, they say, you did
big
not.
Boy got a big chonk. So give me a big chonky one.
What's your chonkiest ring? I walk in, they say, you did not fill out the survey.
Get out!
So they were mad about that. And some of the rings we looked at, they said,
oh, good, it's you. Take a seat. Not there. Sit on the fucking floor.
Why didn't you fill the survey out?
I thought that's what the appointment was for, that we were going to like do that together. But apparently they prepare stuff for the appointment with
get
the
thirsty,
survey.
There's a dog bowl over there in the corner. Crawl over and lap it up.
So it went to Brilliant Earth, got the chonkiest ring I could find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made an Airbnb appointment for the most romantic city.
Wait, did you ask them if they, if you say I have a funky fact?
I say it look familiar. No, I didn't bring it up, but I did purchase it through the website using brilliantearth.com/theboys and got a necklace for my sweetie.
This week on the Patreon, the boys record another memorable pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles March 29th with guest Timothy Simons at the Dynasty Typewriter. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Johnny Lowe at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Johnny, you know, is something of a romance expert. Absolutely. He was teaching me some stuff about this on the way over here.
Yeah. Oh, I was explaining that it's fortunate that today is the day I get to be here
mm-hmm.
with what's
for us as well.
Yeah, for many reasons, but yeah,
huge
but
for me. Huge for,
I can tell.
Big
yeah,
for Hayes, and I was happy about it.
And not, you know, not the least of which
Kevin
being
was freaking out. That I was freaking out.
I can yeah, tell actually. He looks nervous.
You seem happy too.
Yeah, I'm really well because I'm like my friends. Oh, it's so embarrassing. My friends sometimes, you know, tell me like I'm like a Riz God. Like I have.
They call you Riz Ahmed.
Yeah. Well, wow, that's a little played out. Like the Rizzler, maybe.
The mm-hmm. Rizzler. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you told me that, and I said.
Rizzly man?
No.
No.
maybe.
Riz Marquis?
Yeah. Yeah. I like.
The Memphis Rizzlies?
I'm coming around on Rizzly man, actually.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin, for saying Memphis Grizzlies, because I think that actually that, played a huge role in bringing him
bumped
around.
You up.
It mm-hmm. did, yeah. But Sean didn't know what Riz meant.
Riz Neeland.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I still don't really get it.
It's kind of like game. Like if you were, mm-hmm. you know, if you. I think
I'm not really into games. I'm straight up.
Oh.
I just want to be honest with my girl. Like if yeah. somebody's special to me, like I just want to say like, honey, your breath stank.
Oh.
You know, I just want to be able to like tell her,
but sometimes
like, what's
like,
happening.
That
I
mean, might be, honey, your breath stink. Let me suck it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's yeah. Riz. Yeah. To be clear, that's Riz.
That's okay, Riz yes. because yeah. that's usually what I say.
Mm-hmm. No, you would have been rizzing in that moment for right. sure. Yeah,
honey, your breath stink. Let me suck it out. Mm-mm-mm. Not from there.
Ooh,
and so
wow.
and so,
okay.
And so
Riz,
and so that yeah. I didn't realize was Riz because like. I don't associate that with like game.
No, well, you really, I mean, I think that speaks even more to it is like you can't learn it, you can't teach it, you kind of just have it or you don't. And it,
so
and
then it's not fortunate that you're here because you can't teach it to him.
When you look at it like that, sure, but I figured
it's just nice for us.
It's nice to be in the presence
time,
of it.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. By the way, we don't know that he doesn't have Riz mm-hmm. yet. It sounds like he doesn't.
Do we want to
sure.
do we want to hear about anything more about the proposal?
Yeah.
It looked like you drove her up to Sleepy Hollow.
I said, let's go to the most romantic city that I can think of. One Airbnb for Big Bear. I put in on the notes section at Airbnb, I'm proposing.
Riz.
I'm proposing Riz.
Alert. Riz detected.
The next day the mayor tweeted, "Do not come to Big Bear."
The so, fucking Wizard of Oz, baby.
So then we move to Solvang, California. a 2.5 hour hilly drive.
Are you reading off of something right now?
He's
just always kind of looking
yeah.
as if there's a page in front of him.
Yeah.
Desperately.
It helps yeah. him to imagine that he wrote it down. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It feels like I wrote it. So where was I? We went to Solvang, California. I say, can we go on a quick walk?
Yes.
We do a nice
King Gizzard of the Rizzard.
I was wondering why Kevin didn't do that yeah. one.
Rizzy McGuire.
Ooh, that one's good. We go on a 2 mile walk, and I says,
"Are you risen hers towels?"
No.
Okay. Not but me. You have to try. Sometimes you have to try.
Sure. You got to fail before you succeed on that one. Yeah.
We go to the most beautiful hill I can find, and I says, "Are you ready?"
What? What? Don't move on yet.
She says, put your water bottle down. I'm holding a Hollywood Handbook water bottle. I'm clutching it. I'm nervous. I put a water bottle down. I get on one knee.
He puts it down on its side with the cap off.
Spilling on me.
He gets on one knee. His knee is directly under the flow of water.
Yeah.
I says, all the things I'm willing to try sexually as a married man.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Kevin.
You did not.
You didn't do that. Come on. That is not Riz.
No.
Just kidding. I didn't do that. And I said.
Thank you.
I asked a big question.
The big question. Will you make me the happiest podcast producer at Forever Dog?
And she says, yes.
Unofficially.
Yeah. She says, yes.
Riz.
Very Riz.
That's Riz on her part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Riz show.
Riz Lerman's Elvis.
And then we went to...
Well, hang on.
No. Don't. Just... You can do that.
You can do that. That's allowed.
Do that. Okay. Well, watch me. I'm going to do something like that.
Then we went to winery hopping.
Jason Mraz.
Bartender says, special occasion?
Will you dun-dun me?
I says, yes, I just proposed, actually. He said, oh, wow, was it a beautiful surprise?
He's run out of questions to ask when he hears that.
I said,
wow. When does this story
end? Wow, was it a beautiful surprise?
I said, no.
No.
She kind of knew. And he said, oh, okay. And that was it. And here we are, folks.
And you guys have seen, you've met his now fiance, right?
Yeah. She's real? Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. You're realer than him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She's like a real person.
She's actually him, though. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like, as that saying is, like,
she is.
She's
him,
actually
though.
Him.
Yeah, she's actually him.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and now, you know, I have a big wedding. You know, my sister had a big wedding last year. It was kind of the talk.
He's
got to
top his sister's wedding. Oh, I mean, okay. You know, yeah. Here's the headline.
You need advice?
This motherfucker needs to top his sister's wedding.
We need
and
it
I know
all,
you've been
man.
To some big events recently. Sure. Do you want to talk at all about going to the sort of Vanity Fair TikTok mashup young influencer event recently?
Oh my God.
What are the trends? What's coming?
Do I want to talk
What's
about
next?
It?
What's next?
I feel like I might have to talk about it.
Yeah, people are going to expect to hear about it.
Yeah. What's coming? Look,
because this could be good for the wedding. Like, if he can get out ahead of some of these trends.
Yeah.
Was there anything in particular at the event, like a chocolate fountain?
There was no chocolate fountain.
Okay, so don't have one.
Don't
of those.
Do that.
Don't do that, Kevin.
And if you do it, you'll look stupid. No, so don't do that.
No chocolate fountain.
Would you dye your hair pink?
Only the front half.
Okay. I would say that at this Vanity Fair / TikTok /
what a combo!
Yeah,
huh? Those two team up. Look out, world!
Yes. Well,
Vanity Fair's doing well. TikTok's
all the influencers,
doing well.
Graydon, what's up, Pip?
I would say
I'm about to do some Graydon right now. A+ on your outfit, King.
Do you feel like you're capable of peacocking? Like,
if the occasion suits itself, I probably am capable.
He thinks he's watching Peacock.
Okay.
Watching everything.
Have you seen The Office?
Watching the entire.
Okay.
Out of loyalty to The Office, he's consumed everything that they offer on Peacock.
Yeah, everything else? You could say I'm peacocking.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
You want me to binge watch Peacock at my wedding?
I think you could maybe like, would you live stream it? Like do an Instagram live stream of your wedding maybe?
Damn, dude. Then we could actually put the money towards the Patreon.
You could kind of make up for where the potty at.
Look, the truth is
sort of a sink, money sink.
The next gen sort of new wave. Uh-huh. Like if you wanted me to put you on.
Please, I'd like to be put on. I'd like to get up on this.
Yeah. Hayes, what about you? You want to get put on or what?
Yeah, I guess I could be put on. Let me see. What time is it? 6:15? Yeah, I guess I could be put on.
Yeah, him on. Yeah.
Yeah, right now would be great.
I would say like stretching as much of your life as possible on social media. Like things.
Stretching it?
Like stretching it in a way like things you thought
out this tip.
You shouldn't have ever exposed to social media. Mm-hmm. Ever. Like stretch your limits.
It's all content.
Push your boundaries.
It's all content.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Oh. Kevin's wedding, even as
cameras in, you know, every corner.
As uninteresting as the event itself might seem, mm-hmm. let's broadcast it.
Yeah.
And just let the public decide.
For sure. And the new wave, really, I mean, I like what you're touching on there, is the uninteresting Thanks. Is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, Kevin,
yeah,
your wedding might be its own Vanity Fair TikTok event in and of itself.
I'm interested in a collaboration with Peacock where it could be on Peacock. So you could be peacocking and then, I mean, this is off the top of my head, I don't have exactly what we do, but maybe like in your vows, there are little Easter eggs. Like it's hard to keep a poker face when I see my beloved, right?
That's cool.
And I'll never be one of the traitors to your heart. Mm-hmm. And you sort of can work in all these Peacock marketing things. And they might get, you know, pretty excited about that too.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Chocolate Fountain.
Sure.
Kevin.
I mentioned it.
I hear is having a cinnamon fountain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a chocolate guy. Mm-hmm. Not Pisces enough.
Yeah, and it's not like liquid cinnamon. It's just like
powdered.
It's just like so, the spice.
So what we've been trying to encourage me to do is to give everyone safety goggles.
Okay. Yes. Can you? And you can't. You're not allowed to dip anything in cinnamon. Obviously, it's just.
It's not really dippable. Not
really built for
it just
dipping.
Kind of falls off. Yes. Yeah, but it's definitely it's in the air.
Yeah, you're
it's
breathing
airborne.
It.
Okay.
It doesn't fountain in the traditional way.
It may be
way.
A fairly COVID-safe wedding just because people will need, you know, some sort of mask and
I like
eyewear.
That. Yeah. Look, I think that cinnamon fountain is the right direction. I don't know.
Well, We're circling it.
How old are you?
Yeah, good question. How fucking old are you, man?
Because you could be, I'm
it
being
could
honest,
be anything.
It really could be anything. Mm-hmm.
Let's give the range before he answers.
Sure.
You could be.
If he said 14, I'd go, whoa, weird. Yeah. Like, but.
No,
okay.
I would buy it. I would say be like, he's go, one of those.
Oh, okay.
One of those guys who grew beards early.
Mm-hmm. I would take 14, but.
But I could also see early 30s.
Hmm.
I am hoping it's closer to that.
Yeah, just because.
Well, it's funny you ask. I just had my 30th and a half birthday a couple weeks ago.
What is that?
It's about
what?
As early. What is that? That's a good question. I've taken Kevin's half birthdays.
You guys,
yeah,
like the fact that you were willing.
An outside set of eyes to really realize how fucking sick your life has become.
You guys moved past that way too quickly. What?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even like yesterday. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was his half birthday.
Was his 30th and a half birthday.
Did you guys all celebrate together?
That's kind of, I mean, we've talked about it on the show, but that's kind of the only time that we can get anything out of Kevin, because otherwise he's like too sad that it's like not really any kind of birthday for him.
Yeah.
And on the actual birthday, it's way too much. He's like completely out of commission by like 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
It's too much.
No, he drinks so much soda like right away. Oh. And then he just gets kind of spits up and passes out. But I think the half birthday is good. We've been encouraging him to actually incorporate more fractional birthdays.
Yeah.
So we can try to get some kind of...
There's a little, like, in a strange way, there's some Riz in that, I feel like. If you could just...
Half birthdays are Riz.
Is that Rizzy as hell?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Johnny, can I ask you a personal question?
You can try. Let's see it.
Do you share your locations with any of your coworkers? Phone location?
I do not.
Ah, damn it.
How come?
I'm trying to get that to be my birthday present, and the boys permanently share their location with me.
Don't do that, but you know what? I think that...
were hoping the answer would be yes. I permanently shared my location with all my coworkers.
Here's what I want to do is I want to hear your pitch on why they should.
Yeah, I guess I could be convinced.
I text them a couple times a day.
It's already off to a bad start.
Exactly. If they share...
What do you mean exactly?
Because if they shared their locations with me, I wouldn't have to bother them as much. I could see,
show up.
This guy's on his way, or I could just show up. He's at home now.
Oh.
I can just show up.
So instead of you texting me, you would just be standing at the bottom of my driveway.
Yeah.
And I'd like go take out the trash or something, and you'd just be behind me.
I wouldn't.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
You never responded.
Now take the same pitch and try and like.
Does Monday at 5 work?
Try and Riz it up a little bit. I want to see make it sexy.
These two sexy fucks, I text them a couple times a day. Now, I could always be watching them, and they would know because they approved it. But they wouldn't know when I'm watching. I'm kind of always behind the blinds, like at a window. You can see my eyes in between the blinds.
Sure, yeah. Oh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
You can see my breath.
That's sexy.
Blinds are sexy.
The eyes through the blinds.
Kathleen Turner, like body heat.
I'll be honest, I was...
Yeah,
kind of not following you until you said that.
And something kind of about the description of his eyes peeking through the blinds is actually pretty sexy.
It was
me.
A little horny for sure too. Like a little sexy
Turner
horny,
body
yeah.
heat kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then because it's a window, you can see my breath. Like you can see my eyes through the blinds, but you can also see my breath like on the window.
And some spit.
Kev, man, I'm going to be honest with you. You didn't strike me as like kind of a sexy guy, aren't you?
Oh, thanks.
You have a little, a secret sexy side.
And I'm feeling bad because here I've worked with Kevin for years.
Yeah.
And I've been unable to extract this secret sexy side from him.
Yeah.
And then Johnny shows up and within 25 minutes, 30 minutes, all of a sudden he's getting Kevin to reveal himself.
Well,
and I'm realizing I might not have any Riz.
Yeah. I was going to say something about that. I don't want to. I mean,
I might
look,
not have any Riz.
You may have had it at one point.
Yeah, maybe I had.
But it could
it.
Be an age thing, too. You know, when you're in that next gen wave,
it fell off.
Yeah.
You remember when you were saying that you felt like something fell off and you heard it?
I heard a little.
I look around and you didn't see anything.
I heard a thump and then, a crinkling.
Wet. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you missed that, what else are you missing? Because he says now he's just oozing sex appeal.
Well, let me ask you a sexy question about the wedding.
Yeah.
Can I just get in front of what this is? I'm so sorry. So when we told Kevin that you were going to be on, he thinks that you're friends with, he says it Hosier. Mm-hmm. He thinks that you're good friends with him, and he wants Hosier to not perform.
Do you think Hosier would like this?
Yeah.
Here's the theme.
Yeah.
Dress code and drinks, bottomless. Would Hosier like that?
No, man.
Okay.
He wouldn't.
But I'm glad I asked you.
So you are friends with him.
I don't need to be to know that that's not his vibe.
But you are.
I can't really talk about it.
Hosier is so private. Yeah. And that's the thing is if he said,
yeah, I'm friends with Hozier. I go, no, you're not.
That's exactly
right. I bust his ass.
So now that I got past that.
It was a setup.
It was a setup.
Yeah.
Is the truth.
I'd bust his ass. No fucking way.
And yeah. Sean's always busting my ass is the truth. Like, mm-hmm. and he knows I got to be on my toes. We're really close and, mm-hmm. and he would hate that theme.
Mm-hmm. Hosier wouldn't
great,
like
yeah.
it.
All yeah. right. Glad I asked.
Mm-hmm.
So switch it up.
And also the drinks are bottomless.
The drinks are bottomless. They're going to fall out of the cup.
Extra cinnamon, no bottoms to the cup.
So I'm not sure, you know, when I said you were sexy,
you feel like you woke up sort of a monster.
Now I'm coming around to where Sean and Hayes are at.
Then maybe you don't want to see this side of him.
Yeah, no.
I always have kind of tried to keep Kevin at arm's length as much as possible. Yes. So like things like sharing my location or yeah. even responding to texts just have always felt a little unprofessional to me.
Yeah. This is like, you know, no bit. That was scary. I'm a little like...
The bottomless stuff was a big mm-hmm. jump because it's usually weddings is like your family is there and stuff.
Yeah. I don't feel like you did the math on that, Kev. I feel like
the math ain't mathing.
Should we get into the vows a little bit?
I mean, I think we have to just because like, well, you're a writer, of course. Yeah, we're all writers here.
And we wrote Kevin's
We wrote his
profile.
Tinder profile a long time ago. Yeah. We should maybe have some... People at the wedding are going to expect to hear our voice in the vows. They're going to expect there to be some nods to the Tinder profile.
Right. Yeah.
I believe the opening line was, what's up, slut?
Yes, that's right.
Are there going to be a lot of like former Handbook guest celebrities in attendance for his wedding, do you think?
They'll be invited.
Like who? Like I'd be curious to know like a preliminary guest list of who you think is going to be involved.
And just that'll help with the vows because like, you could like call out people in the crowd.
Yeah,
and
it's gonna help. Yes. Well, you want to do crowd work, I think probably. So.
And part of the vows thing, like us being present in the vows, is like if we aren't actually there physically, which right now is like not looking, it's really not looking good for mm-hmm. me.
Yeah,
then I can like be present in a way that's even more yeah. meaningful than like actually having to go all the way to fucking wherever the fuck this shit
I
is.
Cannot
yeah.
imagine.
Yeah. Sounds like this fucking shithole. Yeah.
Probably Big no. Bear. If the mayor lets me go. Well, Johnny, you're technically a guest. What are you doing next year? What's your calendar looking like?
I'm busy.
Yeah, he just
said he already told
us.
Yeah.
That's right.
I feel like that's maybe you're not listening even. Right
nope, now. Sorry. You're right. You're obviously busy.
What month?
Probably fucking tri-month the way this guy lives his
probably
life.
Probably March 1st through March. 30th.
Busy.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking busy that month.
It's that's crazy. All right, doggy. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny won't be there. The boys are
I didn't
be
say
invited.
That. I just said I was busy.
Oh, okay, great. Johnny might be there.
Imagine his busy ass rolling in.
Holy
tick 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 the whole time on the like just texting away. It's so wild.
Volume cranked up.
Tony Hawk will probably get an invite. He did the show a couple years ago.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Has he gotten an invite to come back on the show?
We ever
the issue
out?
Was he got it too quickly because he was promoting his master class shortly after.
What was he teaching?
Skateboard.
Thanks.
Tony Hawk teaches skateboard.
I said he
I'm
just
Tony Hawk and this is my skateboard.
He just did the show. I said he actually just did the show. It was so much fun. He had a blast. We'd love to have him back. We do this whole master class thing too. And I'm pretty sure it was unavailable.
It was unavailable.
Oh, yeah.
And so all of the things you just said, this is part of your vows or?
It can be. It could be just reading off everyone who was invited to the wedding.
What do you have so far? Is there anything you want to hit? Is there anything special between you two, like from like having dated and everything?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the obvious thing that I assume you're going to hit is that your passion for her burns hotter than the fire that burned down your garage and then you talked about every week for like,
yeah.
I don't know, forever.
Almost a year, coming up on a year. Yeah. So Johnny, a little fun fact about me. My house almost burned down last year. I bought a house and 3 weeks later, the garage set on fire when we were sleeping. These batteries, man.
Garage shared the wall with his bedroom. So yep. They were sleeping next to the fire.
You know how batteries are always... Just like
batteries just like don't want to be not on fire. They like hate it. You know, batteries are like, get me out of this backpack. I'm going to get us backpack. It's the last thing I do. I don't care if I have to burn to death to escape.
So I'll probably talk about that.
Did you, what happened? The battery caught on fire?
He had batteries
what are you talking
in his backpack.
He had batteries in his backpack, and he just like went to sleep like that. Don't ask me why.
Don't put your batteries in your backpack. They can explode when you're sleeping and set your entire garage on fire.
What kind of batteries?
Do you know the charge your phone on a plane? Like a lithium ion battery? Charge
like
your phone?
Morphe?
Like a Morphe?
Okay.
Morpheus on us.
I'm a Morpheus.
I'm kind of, you render me speechless. I'm really like.
Yeah, his garage.
I feel like.
His garage burned down.
Yeah, his garage burned down.
So, I could do kind of some wordplay about.
A lot of material there.
Yeah, the fire in my lungs is hotter than the fire in our garage.
Yeah, the battery in my loins is about to explode.
Yeah, I'm going to bust like the battery did.
That's good.
Seems
Riz.
Okay, do we just want to start from the beginning?
Sure.
Yeah, let's
and
just get
it going. Are you writing this down?
I'm writing this down.
Take it down, all right?
Dear Leah, you're a motherfucking star. Remember when we peeped your favorite movie?
I like this.
And what's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Okay.
And let's change it for this.
Yeah, it should be
Step Brothers.
Be like, Step Brothers.
Yeah, when we peeped your favorite movie, Step Brothers.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Fucking legend, fucking pimp, right?
Yeah. Like big baller stuff.
Big baller stuff.
Big baller brand.
Yes.
Lonzo Ball. Shout out to Lonzo.
Yeah. Maybe talk about your drip.
And then I think at this point, say, might as well write in there, why don't you want to hold my hand?
Yeah. Say that.
Just like.
That's really important.
You're going to need that at that, like that exact moment in the.
Why don't you want to hold my hand? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you guys leaving?
Yeah. I did washed it.
Yeah. Why are you guys leaving?
Please don't leave. Come back. The cinnamon fountain.
Nobody leave.
Mm-hmm. Please stop.
Somebody block the doors. No one can leave.
I'll set fire to this whole wedding. I swear to God.
I'll do to you what I did to my garage. And trap you here just like I did.
Yeah. You're writing this down, right?
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe back into some of the more romantic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Step Brothers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a quote. What's a really...
What's your favorite quote from Step Brothers?
Mm-hmm. Play the F out of those drums, Daryl.
Okay. What part is that?
Yeah, who's saying it or why?
It's at the Catalina Wine Mixer. Daryl plays the drums when Will Ferrell's singing opera. And someone shouts, play the F out of those drums, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe just let's say Catalina Wine Mixer.
Cool.
That actually rang a bell for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Let's say after all that other stuff. So we're coming back to Step Brothers and we just say Catalina Wine Mixer.
Do you know any TikTok dances?
Yeah, Barbie Dog.
What's that like?
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Okay, get up,
dog.
Get up and do Barbie Dog. Watch the headphone cord, please.
So you snap by the hip.
Uh-huh.
You kind of shake. I don't think your hip.
You don't need to talk us through.
You kind of snap.
Well, people will be listening.
For the listener.
Yeah.
And then maybe
Sean could describe what you're doing. So
you snap by the hip, but you're not really committed to it. then you put your
What's
arm
the song
up,
that's playing?
And you scare everybody.
I think it's an Ice Spice. And the one that goes, oh.
Mm-hmm. Like from Video Killed the Radio Star? Is that the sample?
I think, that sounds right.
It's That Boy's a Liar, right? That Boy's
a
Liar.
Part two.
Okay.
So dance to this. Get out.
Go quick.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, snapping next to his hip. Okay, the song is playing. All right, he's snapping for a long time. He's waiting for the right moment. Now he's sort of like... You know, shuffling, like he's got his arm up. I guess it's sort of like a riding the bull thing, right?
Yeah.
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow. Maybe say that.
Doing the bull dance, riding the flow.
Feeling the flow.
And I feel like that actually is a natural segue into like Catalina Wimix or something, play the fuck out of those drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something there. I don't know. I don't have it yet, but I don't know.
Catalina Wimix.
Yeah.
Barbie dog dance.
Yep.
Watch this.
Bitch.
Yeah. I wanted to save that for the end, but maybe we pepper it in.
Watch this bitch.
Watch this bitch. Not even the mayor of Big Bear can stop me from doing this shit. He better hope it's not an election year after he sees this.
And then maybe something like, this is so much better than when my sister married
Antonio.
That no, like that Italian, like,
yeah. Fucking pizza ball.
Fucking yeah, pizza ball. Yeah, grease boy.
Does it feel like that's like,
I think what Johnny said is a little too much.
To me.
Greasy boy.
To me, I just don't want the entire Italianx community to be upset with us. I would prefer if we could just point it at Antonio.
Yes.
And I think pizza ball, I haven't heard. So not like, this you can't be in trouble because you go, I didn't know that.
You can pin it on me if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he says, yeah, shouts to Johnny Lowe.
Who's not here because he's so fucking busy, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or he might be.
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Johnny, something that was very memorable at my sister's wedding was when my dad gave a speech, he got a round of applause. He said, I've learned a lot from the Italian people that are here. For example, it's not pronounced bruschetta, it's pronounced bruschetta. And every brought the house down,
and it's going to be
use that.
It's, yeah,
should I just
it's
say
gonna
that?
Use that? Yeah,
I've learned a lot.
Is anybody Italian going to be there? Your sister's
yeah.
Comedy is derivative after all. You can just recycle bits.
Oh God, yeah, you'll make it your own.
How about this? Instead of that version, like punch it a little. It's not pronounced bruschetta. It's pronounced pischetti.
It's not pronounced bruschetta. It's pronounced bullshit, hon. So that could be kind of cool. And you can keep it. You're drilling him.
Can you do an Italian accent, you think?
Not yet.
Oh, you're...
He can do Wario. Is that okay?
Are you...
Wario is also... I guess he shouldn't be Italian. So he should be whatever the opposite of Italian
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right? No, he's like a... He's an upside down version of the time. So what's the exact opposite side of the globe?
Yeah, I mean, he should be like El Salvadoran or something,
right?
You're still workshopping the Italian. It's in beta, but you have Wario.
Wario's in beta.
Oh, Wario is as well.
Yeah.
What's ready for market?
mostly just what I have, my current speaking voice.
so nothing.
I mean, I think it's something.
Can you at least try for us? You look
sure.
Give us something. If I raised
you up, would you do a little?
I'll try a little.
Okay.
Shouts to Johnny. I've learned so much from the Italian race. Like it's not pronounced bruschetta. No, it is. Dang it. Okay. I got to go back to the lab.
So that's probably what we're going to get on the day. I don't think we're going to be able to get past.
Does it get any better?
Yeah, I can just tell.
He's not nervous right now.
I think that's locked in.
The area feels like a dead end. Yeah, because
this is a low pressure environment. And so on the actual day, it might get a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Just go.
Is Josh from Stitcher officiating? Have you asked him yet?
I was planning on asking him on being the best man and giving a speech.
Okay.
Okay.
That's really nice.
Him and Darius are kind of dueling for speeches right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're both like trying to do you favors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of nice texts. Proud of you. Stuff like that.
Rizster and Rissus Smith.
Riz Lemon,
wow.
Miss Frizzle,
that's, and then we
just kind of her actual
kind
name,
of leave it. Yeah,
shouts to Johnny Lowe. I've learned so much
from the president of the United Riz.
Okay, so I got the thing about bruschetta, and it's pronounced bullshit, hon. Okay. Should I read it from the top?
Yeah.
Dear, let's hear it, yeah.
But try and go, like, fast.
Dear Leah, you're a motherfucking star. Remember... Remember when we peeped your favorite movie, Step Brothers?
Yes.
Fucking legend, fucking pimp. Big baller brand, Lonzo Ball. Shout outs to Lonzo. Why don't you want to hold my hand? I did wash it. Why are you leaving?
No, I did washed it.
I did washed it. Come on. I did washed it. Why are you leaving? Please don't leave. Come back. Nobody leave. Somebody block the doors. I'll set fire to this whole wedding. I'll do to you what I did to my garage. Catalina wine mixer. Watch this, bitch. And then I do my dance.
Get up and do it.
We gotta see if it works in contact.
I knocked a chair over. Not even the mayor of Big Bear could stop me from doing this shit. This is so much better than when my sister married that pizza ball. Shouts to Johnny Lowe. I've learned so much from the Italian race. Like, it's not pronounced bruschetta. It's pronounced bullshit, hon. Yeah.
And then you go into the Italian accent.
Yeah. I kind of did for a word.
No.
A little bit of it.
We'd go a little more, maybe.
Sure. Mamma mia, Wario.
Do the Wario noise?
Wah. Wario noise, I'll put that.
Louder, maybe a little.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Wario
That's
noise.
That's feeling pretty good.
Do one, like, really, like, because you're going to have to get to the back of the room, you know?
You know what I mean? There's older relatives.
This is all your dad's, friends are there.
Yeah.
They got their big ear,
big one.
Their ear horn.
Shouts to Johnny Lowe. I've learned so much from the Italian race. Like, it's not pronounced bruschetta. It's pronounced bullshit, hon. Wah!
And the Donkey Kong noise, please.
What's the Donkey Kong noise again?
Sure. I don't know. It's your wedding.
DK.
Okay.
Okay. Wario noise, that's Donkey Kong
be,
noise.
That's going to be really nice.
That's really nice. Do we want to write hers or are we done?
Oh, that's good.
Maybe she'll come in. I mean, we're not gonna have anyone for next week, I know.
So yeah, like we just bring her back in, have you do these, so we could get notes, hammer it out.
Great.
Yeah, okay. I'll be busy next week, just so you know.
No, okay. Okay, I figured.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Anyway, bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.